listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Revelation 7:15. I read from 14 to 17, again with the Message translation. Then he told me, "These are those who come from the great tribulation, and they've washed their robes, scrubbed them clean in the blood of the Lamb. That's why they're standing before God's throne. They serve him day and night in his temple. The one on the throne will pitch his tent there for them. No more hunger, no more thirst, no more scorching heat. The Lamb on the throne will shepherd them, will lead them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe every last tear from their eyes." The context is the image of those who've lived a faithful life, give their lives for the gospel. They appear before the Lamb. And there's an image drawn, which is full of symbols and almost hard to understand. How do we imagine heaven? Is it floating on a cloud with a harp in some suspended animation? Is it, as some images in the scripture describe, a heavenly banquet where we sit at table? There are all kinds of images, all in a certain way inadequate for what it is going to be like in heaven, at least probably. We don't really fully know. But at the same time, God does give us inklings. And one of the inklings that is regularly alluded to in the New Testament is that there will be worship. But worship which is not required, like going to church on Sunday, but rather something that comes forth spontaneously and freely. And it says that, which is sometimes hard to believe, we won't grow tired of this worship. It says here day and night, which probably doesn't mean that it's incessant, but that it's ongoing. And that we will be desirous of worship rather than working ourselves up to it. And whatever impedes worship here on this earth, tears, weariness, sorrow, hunger, and worldly concerns, they will all be gone, so there won't be any reason not to worship God in a sustained and free way. But this is not something we have to completely wait for until we reach heaven. There's a foretaste, as Paul describes it, a down payment. Down payment means a piece of the full inheritance. And that down payment is the Holy Spirit. But we often don't think of him as one helping us to worship. So let us take time today to put ourselves in this picture of heavenly worship. There's a beautiful prayer in the Orthodox Sunday liturgy, probably the most holy part of that liturgy, the most reverent, and where they sing, "We who mystically imitate the cherubim." As we put ourselves in this image of heavenly worship, we imitate the cherubim who praise God day and night. And let us allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth not just intercession, not just complaints, all of which is allowed in God's presence, but to bring forth pure and heavenly praise.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.